It is time now to take five for your community on this Wednesday. And on the phone with us today is Ligoti Mayor Noel Hardy joining us for an update from Martin County and Ligoti. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dwayne. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking time to talk with us. Well, we've covered a lot in Washington, but we want to talk to our neighbors as well there in Martin County and Ligoti. Mayor, what do you have going on in your community at this time with the coronavirus outbreak? Anything to report to us this morning?
Well, first off, I want to say that I think we're all very optimistic, which is the key word, I think, for all of us, not just in our county or in the state, but throughout our nation. You know, today we have to be very optimistic about, you know, hopefully this will all just be temporary and we'll be able to resume back to our normal lives. But, you know, I also want to say, for many that follow me on Facebook, you know, maybe this isn't all doom and gloom. You know, maybe this has gotten us back to spending more time with our families, and maybe there's a whole lot to be learned from this, and hopefully we'll do just that, and we'll spend some more time with our families at home, because obviously today's the first day that if we don't have an immediate need or we're not needed somewhere, we're supposed to stay in, and maybe we'll spend time with our families, although I realize we're supposed to stay 6 feet away from them, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Well, as far as Daviess County goes, there's no positive cases as of yet. Is that the same right for Martin County still at this point?
That's from what I understand, so which is a great thing. You know, we're told that you know, as you are, that we probably will have at some point, but that's the case today. We don't have anybody, and so that's a great positive right there.
Well, you have the restaurants and businesses still doing their part to do the takeouts for folks that are hungry in Martin County in the Ligoti area, right?
Correct, and, you know, those are the ones, you know, the grocery stores are flourishing right now because their sales are through the roof, although I'm sure they wish it wasn't quite as much so. But, you know, our restaurants, you know, as the governor spoke a couple of days ago, you know, he said he knew of one. Well, I know of one where, you know, they employ probably 60 people, and right now they're not able to operate at all. So, you know, he mentioned about, like, oh, it employed 56 people and it went down to 4. Well, I know one that's went from 60 to 0. So, you know, the ones that are open, we need to be able to if at all possible. I know it's kind of funny because we're telling people on one side not to get out, and then we're promoting the carryout, but these restaurants and businesses, they have to be able to survive the storm, and the only way they can do that is by us patronizing them. So, like the governor, I'm no surprise to anyone, but I'm going out every day and trying to support our restaurants to get carryout. So,
well, that's exactly right. I mean, we have to continue to keep the economy going, no doubt about it. Is there anything unique in Martin County or Ligoti that we need to report this morning as far as this pandemic goes for your community?
I don't think so. You know, we were kind of proud a few weeks ago. We started a task force, and they met again on Monday night. I was not able to join that meeting, but I've been to almost all of them, and we've been doing real well with meeting at least once a week to discuss the situations. And, you know, a few weeks ago when we met, it was so funny that the following week we had so many changes. You know, the schools had decided to close, and then it on Monday, it was the same day of our meeting, you know, then it was decided that there would be no more dying in and all that. So, but if we think about it, from that week to this last week, we really didn't see as many changes. So I think things are already getting, hopefully, are on the, you know, on the bright side, but nothing really unique. You know, I think everybody's in this together, and we all need to remain optimistic. And as somebody said, if Anne Frank and her family could stay in a 450-square-foot apartment for almost 2 years, I guess it was, you know, then we can do this for a few weeks.
Absolutely, and optimistic is the key. You know, stay optimistic, continue to take out the restaurant food whenever you can, support those folks that are working on the front lines, the healthcare workers, the restaurant workers, the retail workers, no doubt about it. And Mayor, you know, you do have something to brag about too. You have the Coach of the Year there for the Ligoti girls basketball team.
We do. That was an amazing. You know, a lot of times when you're ranked number one, it's kind of a jinx, you know, and I think there was only a week or so throughout the whole season that we weren't ranked number one, and and it was quite a ride. And you know, even at the finals when we got about, I think we got 9 points down at one time, you know, it was hard on everybody's nerves. But our girls came back, and they proved they were number one. And you know, we're in an unusual situation. Coach Smith, you know, as you probably are aware, teaches at Shoals and coaches at Lagodi. And so we had so much support and so many fans from Shoals attending the games. It was said that there was probably 100 Shoals residents at the state finals. So that just meant so much to everybody. In fact, the Lagodi kids even did the Jug Rock cheer at the pep session after the state finals. So Martin County has really come together, and that's what makes places special that are small like ours, is everybody, especially in times like we're in right now, instead of there being opposition, everybody just kind of comes together and works together and for the greater good of everybody.
Well, that's a great way to end it this morning, Mayor. Great words. We thank you so much for sharing some time with us, and continue to keep us up to date with anything new that you have in your community you'd like to share. We'll certainly be glad to pass it along for you.
Sure will. We hope to be talking about Summerfest pretty soon, but we'll see what happens, right, Dwayne?
That's right. That's right. Let's hope for the best. Mayor Noel Hardy, again, appreciate the time. Have a great day, sir.
You do the same. Thanks for having me.
Take 5 for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.